You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito here from Central Florida. Good morning and God bless all of you, those of you tuned in here on KCNW in Kansas City and WBXR in Huntsville. Dr. Paul Esposito greeting you today. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Here to make your day that much better by spending 15 minutes in the Word of God today. And I guarantee you, your day is going to end up better. You're going to feel better in 15 minutes than you did now, because we're going to let the Word of God penetrate in our spirits here today and have a word for us today. We're in Matthew chapter 24. Prior to getting started, my website has been updated lately and it's looking pretty good. That is WGODradio.com. Also, my statement of faith is on there now. And there probably is no more important thing for you to know about me than my statement of faith, because there's no more important thing for you to know about me than what I think about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Because that's where all corruption takes place and starts. Two places: the pulpit, what people know and believe and teach about Jesus Christ, and Bible translators. And I happen to be both. I'm a pastor of Island Community Church in Merritt Island, Florida, and I'm a Bible translator. My Bible, you can see, again, if you go to WGODradio.com, you'll see the link on there for MajorityText.com. MajorityText.com. And more on that some other day, perhaps. But you can go to those places there and learn more about me, because it's important to know who am I. You know, I'm new on the station. I've been on about 3 weeks now. And I want you to know more about me before you put your faith and trust in me. And we're in Matthew chapter 24 here. We're getting started. Next week, you're going to hear a sermon here on these stations here, something that I just preached last week at the church that I pastor in Florida. I just started the book of 1 Corinthians. So you'll hear the first chapter. That'll play all next week here on the Wilkins Radio Network. Here today, again, we're back in Matthew chapter 24. You know, I've been preaching this for 20 years. And when I try to tell people that are listening that one of the greatest signs you'll know Jesus' return is near is when there's pestilence in the world. And at best, I can get a ho-hum out of that, because it just, people can't relate or it doesn't apply to them. Well, think about that now. And I ask the question, does God have your attention yet, friend? One of the greatest signs you'll know His return is near, the two greatest things, is when ethnic group, now the Bible says nation will rise up against nation, but that word for nation is the word ethnos, ethnic group. The greatest signs you'll know, you know, let's let Jesus tell us, because the Word of God is living and active and quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword or anything that I can wield. And the message and the preaching and the logos of the cross is the power of God to us who believe. So we'll let the dunamis power speak on its own. What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus answers in Matthew 24:4, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, ego eimi ho Christos. And will deceive many. That's the number one warning, is people are going to be tricked. They're going to be tricked into doing what they're doing. For instance, you could be tricked to taking a vaccine for the coronavirus when you don't know what it is, when you don't know what's in it, when you forget sometimes that God is the one that's got your back and God is the one that's always had your back. He didn't just start watching out over you a couple months ago in March. He's always watched out over you. He has always held your breath in his hands. And don't let anyone deceive you. That's his overarching everything. Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, or ego eimi ho Christos. I am the Christ. I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. And you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Verse 7, for nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, or we could say for ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group, blacks against whites, other groups, even groups within Muslims, you know, a Shia against another group, ethnic cleansing you hear about within one's own country. It's a sign. It's a sign that his return is near. You will hear of wars and rumors or reports of wars. See that you're not troubled, because all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation, for ethnos will rise up against ethnos, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Now, pestilence is not in a lot of new Bibles. For whatever reason, that word didn't pass muster in a lot of new Bibles. Maybe those of you who have tuned in here on this Tuesday morning, let me encourage you, when you get a chance, when you're not driving or when you've got your Bible in front of you, open up your Bible to Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, and look and see if the word pestilence is in your Bible. If it's not, I say to you, friend, you've been deceived, because Bible translators have taken that out of your Bible. You won't find it in the NIV, the ESV, the New American Standard. You're not going to find the word pestilence there. And it's the greatest single thing that's going on now, pointing to Jesus' return. And it's not even in your Bible, because some scribe, some scholar took it out of your Bible way on back in 1880 something, when they come up with a revised version Bible and they had better manuscripts, as they put it, when in fact it's just a few scant manuscripts don't have it and all the rest do. That's why you won't find the word pestilence in a new Bible. You've got to go to the New King James or the King James, and you'll see. Isn't that funny? The greatest sign today pointing to the return, that the Son of God is near, has been taken out of your Bible, and you won't find it in there. Pestilence. It stopped the world. This world has ceased spinning practically. At least its commerce has, its life has, your life has. Everything is turned upside down. You know, I love sports. I'm a Met fan. I like hockey, I like baseball, I like football, I like auto racing, and every one of those is turned upside down. If I watch one more baseball game with cut out cardboard faces in a fake stands, I think I'm gonna shout. How about you? Everything's turned upside down. How about your kids? Do you have kids going to school? Are you going to school? Are you not going to school? Do you have kids in college? I mean, it's never ending. Neither will this virus ever be. And it's just, the point is that things are just like the Lord said that they would be prior to his return. You also, if you remember, he's going to say, when things were like they were in the days of Noah, you'll know my return is near. What characterized the days of Noah? Got to go back to the beginning to know the ending. Genesis chapter 6, the whole world was filled with Hamas. Hebrew word, English word, violence or terrorism. People ignorant to their surroundings and what's going on around them. Also, you can read in Luke chapter 17, the only place you'll find it, Jesus gave another sign his return is near, and that is when things are just like they were in the days of Lot. You'll know that my return is near. What characterized the days of Lot? Rampant homosexuality and homosexuals demanding their rights is what characterized the days of Lot. So I ask you, friend, on this Tuesday, look around, smell the coffee. Jesus' return is near. Are you ready for his return? Ethnic group rising up against ethnic group, famines, pestilence all over the place, earthquakes. Why don't you download the app for your iPhone? I don't know if Google makes one or not. It's the earthquake app, where you can track how many earthquakes there are in a day. And you'll be shocked when you open it up. All these little red dots come on your phone. And my wife's got that app. And every day, hundreds and hundreds of these little red dots appear. Earthquakes, you don't hear about it because we're numb to it. But they're rampant here today. Pestilence speaks for itself. The days of Noah and the days of Lot. See, Jesus said the key to understanding this is when you see all of these things, that is everything simultaneously, because you could say, well, there's always been wars. Oh, there's always been pestilence back to the Black Plague. And you're right. At any time in history, there's always been one or two of those things going on. But when you see all of these things going on at the same time, then we read the word recognize that his return is near, even at the doors. I put it to you, Jesus isn't even sitting on his throne anymore. He's got up. He's standing up, and he's getting ready to go through this portal again and to invade this world and turn this crooked world, upside-down world, right side up. Are you ready? Hebrews 9:28 said he's coming again a second time, apart from sin. That is, no one's going to spit in his eye. No one's going to pull his beard out. No one's going to curse him and kill him and shed his blood and string him up on a cross again. He's coming a second time, apart from sin, to all those that look for him. We'll be back again here tomorrow with our continued look here through Matthew chapter 24, going through Bible prophecy, answering the question, actually, looking at the Lord's answer to the question asked him, when are you coming back, Lord? What'll be the signs? How will we know that your return is near? And Jesus is explicit and exact regarding the signs. Of that day and hour knoweth no man, not even the Son. But he gave us all the signs that point to his return. You are listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us.